ancient-looking Greek oven and a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator with a new book detailing some of the wildest and craziest true happenings, Bad Mood, Good Mood. There's stories about crazy marriages, professional athletes harassing actors in airports and playing practical jokes on everybody, both male and female stalkers, politicians' kids, family brawls, cops running fake lie detector tests, you name it. Want to turn your bad mood into a good mood? Check out my book online at badmoodgoodmood.com. That's badmoodgoodmood.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Get Memphis and get tickets, Grizz fans. Don't miss your Grizzlies as they battle the Sacramento Kings Friday, November 16th at 7 p.m. for Zero Hunger, Zero Waste Night presented by Kroger. The first 5,000 fans will receive a Marc Gasol cooking apron. For tickets, call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic. Nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough riding, fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy across this beautiful land.
Johnny Cash.
I work hard and I fight hard for the old
song of the Patriot.
And I'll die a whole
there are a handful of people that you can call. You know, one of a kind. Johnny Cash was far from the best singer that I ever heard, but he was a stylist, and nobody, you know, you didn't confuse anybody with Johnny Cash. Song of the Patriot. We don't have time to play everything I want to play. So what we're going to do is this. I'm going to say hello to Josh Bauman because he's here. Josh, how are you?
Good, Frank. How are you?
Good. You don't mind giving us just a few minutes here to do a little veteran stuff, and then we'll kick in with you. Is that okay?
Not at all. Go ahead.
Just sit back, relax, and leave the driving to us. That used to be the slogan for Greyhound Bus. So what I'd like to do, when I was in high school, this guy Barry Sadler had a giant hit. And before we play it, and we play it every Veterans Day, I just think you talk about a fascinating veteran story. Barry Sadler dropped out of high school in the 10th grade. So he had like a year and a half of high school. He drops out. He's 17. He goes in the Air Force. While he's in the Air Force, he gets his GED. Follow me through this. This is an unbelievable story. So he trained as a radar technician. and was stationed in Japan. He was discharged in 1961, went in 1958, discharged in 61, and then he enlisted in the Army. After having been in the Air Force, he volunteered for airborne and special forces, opting to be a medic. Barry Sadler completed airborne training and underwent lengthy training as a combat medic at Fort Sam Houston, Fort Jackson, Fort Bragg, and in May of 65, he's on a combat patrol. It's southeast of Pleiku in the Central Highlands, and he was severely wounded in the knee by a feces-covered punji stick. Do you guys know what a punji stick is?
Yes.
Tell them, Limestone.
If I'm correct, it is a sharpened bamboo stick that is left in a ground in the hole in the ground and then covered, as Frank said, in feces, and they kind of just sit there and wait for somebody to fall on top of them.
You're right, and it punctures in and stabs you, basically. It's very sharp, and it's got feces on it, so you get infected. So he has one stab him right into the knee. He puts a cotton swab, does what he has, can with what he has on him, and he completed the patrol. But then he gets this infection in his leg. They evacuate him to Clark Air Force Base Hospital in the Philippines. They drained the wound and gave him these massive doses of penicillin, saved his leg, and he made a complete recovery. Now, in December of 65, he records this Ballad of the Green Berets. He was helped to write the song by a guy who had written, I believe, the actual book about the Green Berets, and later became a song. And so that they helped him with the lyrics. They also helped him get into a recording studio to record it. In January of 66, this is a month after he recorded it, it was the number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 charts for 5 weeks in a row and sold more than 9 million records. Now let's go fast forward to 1978, December 1st, about 11 o'clock at night. Barry Sadler killed a country music songwriter. What? Named Lee Emerson Bellamy. One shot to the head between the eyes. They said about a month long dispute that these guys had over a girl named Darlene Sharp. She was Bellamy's former girlfriend. Bellamy's the guy that Sadler shot. And at one time, she had been Barry Sadler's lover. So they get into it, and this goes on for about a month, and this guy Bellamy made a bunch of harassing phone calls to Barry Sadler and to the lady, and had a violent confrontation at a bar in Nashville in a parking lot, threatened both of them, continued to make harassing calls, and including one to the Natchez Trace restaurant where Barry Sadler and this girl were having dinner and drinks with two friends. This ends up with Barry Sadler, the guy who sings the Green Beret song, asked the bartender to call the police. They never responded. So the dead guy, before he gets killed, goes to this woman's apartment complex, knocks on the door, and Sadler is there. And he comes out a side door. Sadler claims that he saw the guy flash metal and he thought it was a gun. Turns out the guy was unarmed. And Barry Sadler made the mistake of placing a handgun in the dead guy's van, planting evidence. Oop. That didn't go well. He was convicted. Barry Sadler was convicted of voluntary manslaughter for the death of this guy and was sentenced to 4 to 5 years in prison. Now, keep in mind, he'd had a hit record. He had some money, so he hires a big a top-notch legal team. They work and get the sentence lowered to 30 days in the county workhouse. I must say, a much better deal than 4 to 5 years in prison. 30 days in the county workhouse. He served 28 days, and he was sued by the dead guy's family, the dead guy's stepson, in order to pay about $10,000 compensation for killing the stepdad. Now, fast forward again. September 1988, Barry Sadler is in Guatemala City. He had moved to Guatemala. He's sitting in a cab and is shot in the head. By, they think, a robber, or they don't know, an assassin.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on here. What the hell? How did that... You know what?
Siri does weird things. If she thinks she hears... I don't want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
She responds. He's sitting in a cab. He's shot in the head, and they still aren't sure what the heck happened, but he's flown to the U.S. in a private jet that was paid for by a guy named Bob Brown, who was the publisher of a magazine called Soldier of Fortune. He was a big Barry Sadler fan, so he pays to fly him to the U.S. They operated on him. And sadly, the end of this story, and I could tell you all the horrible details. Sadler became, he was in a coma for 6 weeks. He was a quadriplegic. I mean, it was just horrible. And there were people trying to get his kids taken away because they said he wasn't competent because he was brain damaged. They moved him to a VA hospital in Murfreesboro, Tennessee in February of 1989. And by November of 89, at the age of 49, he just turned 49, Barry Sadler died. He left a wife and a daughter and two sons. What a story. I mean, here's a guy, he quits high school to go, you know, serve in the military and protect the country, and then he gets out and he re-enlists into the army, and all this stuff happens, great stuff with the song, and then he kills a guy and he gets sentenced, and then he gets shot in the head sitting in a cab. What a bizarre story. Barry Sadler. I'm going to play the song, and now that you know a lot more about him and what happened to him, hopefully you'll get even more out of it. Here is the guy who at 17 went into the Air Force, then later to the Army, and never in a million years could he have thought he would have a hit record on the Billboard Hot 100, much less number one. Here is Ballad of the Green Berets, Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, Ballad of the Green Berets. I'm going to do one quick bit of business, and we're going to hit the theme music and introduce Josh Bauman. Josh, don't be mad at me, but we'll probably do a little abbreviated segment today because there still are a couple of things I want to do for Veterans Day. I hope you're okay with that. And I actually have a suggestion. I don't know what your topic was today, but I have what I think you'll agree is a really good suggestion. and it's about technology, but it has to do with people who are serving and the holiday season combined. Oh. So I'm sure you're anxious to hear that. What?
And Jim on the phone said that he has something that he does for veterans every year.
Well, let's talk to Jim quickly. Hey. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, not too bad, Frank. AM and the PM first.
Thank you.
Happy Veterans Day to you and everyone else out there. I'm a fellow veteran of the Air Force. But what I do is around Christmas time, I started doing this when the guys and the girls at the Fort Leonard Wood would leave for Christmas time. I'd go there, take a day off work, find 10 of them and buy them breakfast. And it doesn't sound like much, but somebody did it for me years ago when I was leaving basic to go to my next base. Yeah. Little stuff like that, because these people need to realize these guys don't make any money. I mean, comparative to what you would on the outside.
Right.
So, just
where do you go to do this? Where is it you go? Do you go to Fort Leonard Wood to buy the breakfast?
No, I did it at Lambert, because they have a day where they all fly out.
Okay.
And I would find 10 of them in line and go buy them breakfast. You know, and they're very appreciative of it, you know, because these guys ain't got any money. And what does it cost you, you know, 50, 60, 70 bucks? If you see somebody, if you're traveling during the holidays, see somebody in uniform, stand in line, go buy their food for them, you know, just little stuff like that. These guys go through a lot of crap nowadays with deployments and that. Anything helps.
It makes you feel good and it makes them feel good, so everybody wins.
Exactly, and like I said, I do it because it happened. Somebody did it for me, you know. I think if we all kind of took that approach in life, I think it would help a lot.
All right. I think it's a great idea. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah. And by the way, this knucklehead way of thinking that if you support the troops, then that means you back the president or you love Trump. You people, what's the matter with you? I can't stand people who will not in any way show any kind of support for people in uniform, because if they do, that means that I'm condoning the country's policy. Hey, you live here, all right? It's kind of like this take a knee thing. I get the whole First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, you have the right to take a... Yeah, you have the right to take a knee, but I don't particularly like it that you do. I think it's the wrong way to make your case. You know, a couple of weeks ago when Larry Gatlin was at the Family Arena, and just before they sang the National Anthem, he said, "We stand for the National Anthem. And if you don't want to stand, we'll see your ass to the door." He didn't mince any words, and that's kind of the way... This is a great... We have a lot of screwed up stuff, but still, I haven't traveled the world, not even close, but I know people who have, and my wife has. She's been to a lot of other countries, and Limestone's been not many places, but he's been out of this country, and I think anybody who spends any time anywhere else will tell you it's still the greatest place in the world to live. So I'm going to do a little business. Josh will eventually get in here, I promise. That's the business of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. 14 years as part of this show, a big part of this show. We are not quite to the halfway mark. I'd like to make November a really great November. I do know they have some, for you pickup truck people, they've got some tremendous opportunities on Silverado pickup trucks. A lot of cash back, 72 months, same as cash, blah, 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 with approved credit. 72 months, 0% financing. Yeah, that's the deal. Or some great cashback offers. And we live in a pickup SUV world. There are car manufacturers who in the next year are no longer going to make cars. They're not making any sedans or coupes. It's all SUVs and pickup trucks. So it's a cycle. It's a phase. We're going, I don't know what will be next. I guess the driverless thing is not far down the road. I think it's farther than some people would like for it to be. But if you are in the market for... And Chevy, thank goodness, still makes some beautiful cars. That Impala, what, you know, the Cruze, those are Malibu. Those are great cars. If you're in the market, you know what we want you to do. And I don't think it's a lot to ask. If you're AM and the PM, that is that you give them a shot at your business. That's all I said. Just give them a shot. Include them when you're shopping. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, 24/7 at Londoff. Help. We can help. Get
this. I need somebody.
There it is.
Help. Not just anybody. Help. You don't need someone. Help.
Josh Bauman is here to help with, you know, techno stuff. He's brought to you by Window World. Not high tech at all. It's a window. But it happens to be a great window and a great value. It's the number one selling replacement window in the United States and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. If you want to know more, go to windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up for a very patient man who's sitting there going, hey, we're 30 minutes into this hour. Where's my segment? Josh Bauman.
Hey, everybody.
I could have been
in the hot tub a few more minutes longer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have told you. You could have stayed in there. And you could have gotten the full massage that they offer.
Oh,
in
yeah. I'll do that next
590 green room. What I was going to suggest is this. With holidays coming up, we're talking about veterans and people serving and people who are away. They're not veterans yet, but they will be when they get out. For all the bad, if you had a two long pieces of paper and you put pros and cons to social media and the internet, and you could list a whole bunch of bad things. But in that plus column, wow, right toward the top, things like FaceTime, where someone who has a family member deployed can talk live to them and see the barracks, see where they're camping, see where they are. They can see back home. They can see who all is there for Christmas. That is so much better than waiting for mail call years ago. You yell out your last, Bauman, you got two letters, Bauman, and you get them and they're 10 days old, you know.
Or junk mail.
Wow, email. I'm guessing there's no mail anymore in the military. It's got to be all email or text or whatever. So I guess what I'm saying is if you folks haven't thought of this yet, you might want to get grandma or grandpa something simple so they can FaceTime with Jimmy or Becky or whoever is far, far away.
Well, and so that kind of leads into what I was going to talk about. Can I share a veteran's story real quick?
Sure, absolutely.
So last Friday, the high school in the district that I work at, they had their veterans assembly where students could invite their grandparents or parents, veterans important to them, to this ceremony, and they honored all the different branches. That happens yearly, but something really cool happened Friday. Over the summer, the principal at the high school was notified of a 95-year-old man, I think, 93 or 95, that lives in California, but he grew up in Festus. He had to drop out of high school his sophomore year in high school and go to work at the local PPG plant to support his family during World War I. He, at the age of 18, was drafted, so he went straight from PPG to being an enlisted Army man.
I may be the only dumb guy to ask this. What is PPG?
PPG, Pittsburgh Plate Glass. They made most of the windows and cars, I think, for umpteen bajillion years.
Okay.
One of their main factories was down in Crystal City, Missouri, where there's a huge silica sand deposit. Sorry.
And in the NBA, it means points per game.
Oh, right.
There you go.
So fast forward a bunch of years. He never got to graduate high school, went on with his life. Over this summer, the principal at our high school received an email saying from his, I guess, lady friend or friend, saying his only major regret in life was that he never received a high school diploma. So at this Veterans Assembly Friday this last week, they gave him an honorary high school diploma from the school district, and they had flown one out in advance. His son was in the room with him. We live Skyped with him during the assembly so he could see all the student body and everybody there. They did it live. It was one of the coolest things I have witnessed. It was pretty darn cool.
Now, see, there's a great example of technology.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing something into our lives that is so tremendous. Now, it's funny, you said Skype. I don't hear anybody say Skype anymore. I hear them say FaceTime. Is FaceTime, that's an Apple thing,
yeah,
right?
So
Skype is what the Android people would use.
No, there are video chat services strictly for Android. The main one is Google Duo. But Skype is platform agnostic, works on laptops, desktops, phones, tablets, you name it. We went with Skype for a number of reasons, but one of them being ease of use. We didn't want to get into the whole Facebook account or our iPad account or iTunes account or anything like that. But what you talked about, getting grandma something easy for video chatting. This is probably the only station on the air in St. Louis that will have this review today. I went out, we talked about this a few weeks ago, the Facebook portal. Facebook released a web chat device that wraps directly into Facebook through their Messenger service, meant for video chatting. Pure and simple, easy video chat. I went out and bought one Friday from a box store here in St. Louis. We're going to give it to my wife's grandmother for Christmas because...
Okay, now what's it called again and who makes it?
Facebook Portal. Facebook makes it. Okay. There's a couple places that you can buy it, Best Buy being one of them. You can buy it on Amazon. There's two different models, a 10-inch model and a 15-inch model.
Let me give people an idea of what 10 inches looks like. It's not a, it's not a bad size screen.
Let me show you what 15 looks like.
Good sure. one, Dan.
It's swollen.
Yeah, good one. It would be at 15.
So we spent the evening Friday night setting up a Facebook account for my wife's grandmother, adding a bunch of family members, my wife's cousins, her aunt and uncles, long lost, you know, distant relatives and whatnot. And it works perfectly. It is very, very simple. All she'll have to do is click the picture of the person she wants to video chat with, and it calls the call is the wrong term, but it initiates a video chat with the person through Facebook Messenger. So all the parties need is a Facebook account and Facebook Messenger on their phone, and it works seamlessly. It's great, and it's voice activated, so she can say, "Hey, Portal, call Annette," and she will call my wife. And, you know, it goes both ways. Now my son can call his great-grandma the same way. So it's pretty cool. Right, really,
give me the name of the product one more time. How much does it cost? What does it cost?
Facebook Portal, P-O-R-T-A-L. Okay. You can find it at Amazon and Best Buy that I know of right now. The 10-inch model is $199, I believe, and the 15-inch model was $350, I think. And the one of the reasons that 15-inch model, the screen actually swivels so it goes both landscape mode and portrait mode, and it will, the camera follows you around the room and zooms in on who's talking. It's
wow.
Yeah, it's all like artificial intelligence based. So if there's a room with three people in it and they're in the shot, but there's only one person speaking, the camera knows to zoom in on that person's face while they're talking. It's
now this is the person that has Facebook Portal.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. The other end of the conversation
would be just Facebook Messenger. So you're going to see right. everybody in the room. Yeah.
Because we tried to get my mother-in-law we got her an iPad, one that we didn't use anymore, and we really tried to get her to figure out how to FaceTime, and she just. Yeah, a couple of dry runs, and she, okay, we got it, and then we'd call her and nothing, and it's too complex. This sounds simpler to me.
It's very simple. My in-laws were over, they looked at it. Their only concern was, can it go louder? So we turned the volume up, and it gets obnoxiously loud. And you can do all the...
That's it, but that's important, because you're talking to older people. They can't hear.
Yeah, right. No, you're exactly right.
No, the speaker and volume, that's crucial.
Yeah, and it's got all the cool, fun features, you know, with Facebook, with Messenger, that you can put, like, a mask on you, or one of the little things that had a cat sitting on your head, and it followed you around, and so, I mean, you can play with it, too, and, you know, be funny, so...
Yeah, but you know what? Most older people,
oh, no,
in the
they're,
80s,
right,
they're not doing
they're
any
not gonna
of that
care
stuff.
About that. Oh, and
they just want to see their grandkids.
And so you hit it on the head, Frank. The other really cool feature about this, I can tag, or say we go on a trip, which we're gonna go to Branson in a couple weeks with her. She's gonna meet us over in Branson. I'm sure there'll be a lot of pictures taken of my son and Annette's grandma and Annette. So what we'll do is we'll tag her Facebook profile in these pictures of her, and it automatically goes to the Facebook Portal device. So when she gets home, she'll see pictures of herself with that weekend. And the other idea was, if Jackson does something at school or his cross country meet or something, we can tag her in that photo, and that photo shows up on the portal. So immediately she starts seeing pictures of her grandkids and great grandkids that, I mean, who prints out a picture anymore and sends it through the mail, you know? So this is going to solve a couple of problems for us. We were wanting to get her pictures of everyday life because we only see her a couple times a year. So that was a really, really cool feature that was kind of value added along with the video chat feature.
Well, I can tell you something else. It allows older people to be a part of so many other things, not just Christmas in somebody's house across the country. But
right.
We're talking about if my daughter gets married. Let's say on his, the boyfriend, the fiancé's side, there's a very old, an elderly grandpa. We have my mother-in-law, who's 87 or whatever. They may not be able to go to the wedding, but they can be right there seeing everything that's happening live through Facebook or through this thing you're talking about.
Yep. It's at least worth looking at.
Don't be a cheapskate when it comes to grandparents. Well, how much it costs? Well, it's too much money. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's lonely being old. Listen, they're elderly people that just sit home. They sit and they know that people visit them because they feel like they have to, but a lot of times they don't really want to. They know that. And if you think they like that, don't be so stingy that you won't pop a couple of $100 to make somebody's life better, a lot better.
Yeah.
And then once that's done, the rest is easy. You just, like Josh said, you tag her and boom, she gets all kinds of new stuff to look at.
Right. The only requirements or the kind of prerequisites for it would be that they have Wi-Fi at home, so they would need some sort of broadband, be it Charter or internet.
Now you just threw, that's the monkey wrench you threw into.
Yeah.
Because older people don't have Wi-Fi. They don't use computer. Now we got to run Wi-Fi into the house.
And that, I mean, if the family is willing to take care of that ahead of time or take care of that problem, you can overcome that issue. Thankfully, it seems my wife's grandmother has Wi-Fi in her house already, so that won't be an issue for us. But it does require some sort of connection.
I'm just waiting for something that's truly simple. Well, let's say you have older people in the family, and let's say you get them this Facebook portal thing, and then you have a router put in and all that stuff. The minute something happens,
oh yeah,
they're not gonna even know to unplug the router and plug it back in. They're gonna have to call and have somebody help. I'm waiting for the day when everything is just simple.
Everything
it doesn't require all this stuff.
Everything would need a modem in it, which, I mean, technically you could. iPads have modems in them. You know, you can connect to an iPad without Wi-Fi because it has cellular service, but. It really does, I think.
Whoa, somebody sounds like they need to get to the hospital.
Sorry, that was me. I was just clearing my throat. My bad.
That was like the nastiest thing I've ever heard.
Well,
okay?
You know, I'm a smoker. What are you going to know?
It sounded like a burp or something.
I got problems. Do you want me to fart? I got to fart right now. I got to drop that on you.
No, we'll go with number one.
Yeah, all right, there you go. Clearing your throat.
Either burp or whatever you did.
It sounded like an exorcism. An alien came out of your body or something. Like you vomited up a little living thing.
A pot of my lung on that one. There.
Josh is just talking about, some parts you need Wi-Fi and some have holy crap.
Red rum.
Red rum.
Red rum.
No.
So, Josh,
in full disclosure, I just want to say Limey fell on the knife for me. I did it.
You did it?
I did it, and I thought my mic was off. And
it didn't roll.
And I did it.
You know what that's called? That's called being a hero.
Yeah.
That's like falling on a grenade for somebody. Ready to go, Limestone.
So that was me.
So, Josh, is there anything else? I do want to work a couple of things in for this Veterans Day. Was there anything else you wanted to cover specifically?
Just some Black Friday stuff, but I can save that till next week because next week is Thanksgiving and Black Friday, so we can talk about all that next week if you want.
I'd like to hear about Black Friday.
Oh, God.
Yeah, let's talk about Black Friday. You know what Black Friday
is? Can we end the segment, please, now?
In a moment we can, but I want to do this before we end it. And, Josh, I do this every year, and I'm not kidding. Folks, batteries, batteries, batteries. Go ahead now. Get online. Go to Amazon. Order a 36-pack or 48-pack of AA's, one of AAA's, of 9-volt. Get a dozen of those. You don't need as many.
And you don't need name brand.
No, you don't. But you also make sure, because when you see some especially low price, that they're not some they call heavy duty, super. No, no. If they're not alkaline or lithium, do not buy them.
Yeah.
They're not going to last. Alkaline or lithium batteries. Good alkaline batteries. And they're good for another 5-6 years shelf life. And you are going to be sorry if you don't have batteries. that grandkid comes over, the kids come over, and they open something up, and, oh, battery's not included, and they can't wait for it to dance around or light up or whatever it does. Sorry, your loser parents or grandparents don't have any batteries.
How many batteries would Mike Shannon order, Dan?
He'd order a handy 48 pack of diesel.
Boy, there's not much that uses D cells anymore.
No,
thank goodness. Those big, big, heavy monsters. You order a dozen of those, you're going to pick up the box. Those things are so archaic.
And who the heck needs a 9-volt anymore?
Well, a lot of people. Most of your smoke alarms work on 9-volt batteries. A lot of the car garage door keypads work on 9-volt batteries.
Work on 9-volt batteries.
They do too.
Yeah.
I have several things that work on 9-volt batteries. I'm serious. I keep I probably keep a dozen new 9-volts. Right now in my house, I would best guess I probably have 60 AAAs, about 60 or so or more, 70, 80 maybe, double A's. And then the most common disc battery, which is about the size of a nickel flat disc battery, is the 2032. That is the most common. There's a better chance that if you open something flat up and you see, it's one of those disc batteries, chances are it's a 2032.
Well, Frank, you said one time.
I have about 12 of those.
You said one time in this show, when I first started the show, that you own like 50 flashlights in your house.
Oh, yeah.
Not 50, but probably 35.
Do you ever like just turn them all on at the same time and then just sit in the chair and go, wow?
You know what? That's a great idea.
Look at
that is a great idea. It's a great idea. No, I have a light problem. I've had a flashlight since I was 5 years old. I have one flashlight by my bed. You can hold it in the palm of your hand. It's
you have a light problem.
Yeah.
I've got a weight problem, but I don't have 50 dumbbells in my house.
It's ridiculous. You don't need that many flashlights. I have a flashlight in each car, but they're not just flashlights. They're really nice, tactical, super high lumen. Folks, don't be confused by this candle power thing. It's lumens. That's what you look for, lumens. And any light with less than 150, 200 lumens... might as well light up a cigarette. You get as much light from that, the glow of your cigarette. Anything else we can think of, Josh? I'll harp on that again, I'm sure. What?
Yeah, I've got something. I don't know if I need to go to Sprint to get this figured out or if I can just do it over the phone. But I recently got an update from Sprint, right? You know how they do that, updating the operating system and all that good stuff. And now it kind of like... it vibrates like I'm getting a text message, but there's no message or notification or anything. There's nothing on my phone at all. It just kind of does this little bzz, bzz, and that's it. And it's kind of weird.
Mine does that. Mine does. It makes the same sound it makes when you plug it in to charge it. And it'll just do it at random.
Yeah, right. And I'm wondering, like, I mean, and I've got, as far as I know, I've got all my notifications turned on and everything, but I'm just wondering, is there, like... a patch that I need to re-download?
They're
Do I need to take it to a Sprint store? Like, what is... why am I getting notifications? Are the Russians hacking my phone?
Yes.
Like, what's the deal?
They'll probably tell you to reset it, to wipe it and start over.
Like, would factory resetting?
Yeah, it would be.
You get a news feed at all? Because I get a news feed through my phone, and it'll buzz
but
like that.
Normally,
no, I don't.
If you do that, I mean, a notification would show up in your tray. If that's
exactly,
you know, if you've got an app or something doing it, notification icon would show up.
Like, I would get something on my home screen, but I'm not getting anything on my phone. It's just buzzing, and then it stops.
You said it started after the update, though.
Yeah, I think the most recent update, which if anybody has a Samsung Galaxy S9, that's, I mean, if you're also on Sprint, and you got updated.
Are you belching? You belched twice.
I belched.
In one. You,
I'm sorry.
We're belching, burping. It's the same thing. Twice in one sentence.
Wow.
And then
it
that
just
other,
came up.
That other exorcism thing you did a while ago. Are you okay?
I told you I needed to fart. You wouldn't let me fart, so the gas had to come out some way. It chose a burp. All right.
See, this is how. This is the kind of thing you do that makes people in the audience hate you. Yeah. Is you get like belligerent and defensive.
I just asked
if you're okay, and you went ballistic.
I just said,
are you okay?
How many different holes do you have that make sounds? I've heard two in the last.
I did actually know a guy who could.
Whistle through your nostril.
No, I knew a guy. He could blow air out of his eyes, like, you know, the little tear ducts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he could blow air out of his eye sockets, out of the little tear ducts. Kid you not.
No, I've heard of it. No, I've heard of this. I saw a guy on TV do that. They put a feather up in front of his ankle.
Yeah,
for his eyeball.
Blow your glasses off.
Nobody believed him, and then we went swimming one day, and he did it. You know, we were in swimming class.
Well, what would bother me about that is obviously there's some bad routing of the air passages. Yeah. If he sneezed real hard, his eyes could blow out of his head.
You could defrost your windshield and not have to take your hands off the wheel.
Yeah, just stare at the windshield. Stare and exhale through your eyes. Melted.
Exhale.
Let me see. Was there any? I thought I had one other thing. I just thought. Oh yeah. One other thing, Josh. Little digital recorders are very inexpensive. Right? The kind you make little notes to yourself on. They don't use little cassettes anymore. It's digital. Here's another great idea to make older people. And since it's Veterans Day, let's say somebody who has not talked a lot about their military time. Get one of those little digital recorders, $39, $29, all day long for $29.95, and sit down and ask them to tell you their story and record it. It'll make them feel relevant and appreciated and like somebody is interested in what happened years ago to the person now trapped in this old body.
Or you could...
That's another suggestion.
Video record it with your phone. You know, that way you have... video of that person speaking. Same idea with just audio, but video can be a nice touch.
No, that's also a great idea. I'm thinking in terms of maybe an hour.
Oh yeah,
data, a lot of video. But you could accompany the audio with a quick video version of one of the stories that this person told. Say, I want you to tell that story again on the video you're telling it.
Google Photo Scan is an app that you can install that will assist you taking pictures, meaning, say your significant other is a veteran or something, or your grandpa, and they have a bunch of old wartime photos. You could use Google Photo Scan to snap pictures of those printed physical photos and make it an electronic copy. And it's a far cry from you used to try and take a photo of a photo, they'd never turn out, there'd be a reflection on it or a shadow on it. This Google Photo Scan, you actually take four or five photos of the photo, so you get rid of all of the different reflections and shadows that are on that piece of paper.
Is that a free app?
Yeah, it's free. Yep, absolutely.
Well, I'm going to download it because I've taken dozens of pictures of what you just said, old photos of me with a car from 1980 or something. And I find the photo in a box, and I just snap it like you take any picture. But you're right. To get it at an angle where there's no reflection, it's a trick. It's sometimes tough to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's cool.
It's called what? Google Photo, what is
Scan.
It?
Scan. Google Photo Scan.
Google Photo Scan. Hang on. I got to write that down. I don't want to forget that. All right, listen, thank you for being patient with us and allowing us to do some Veterans Day stuff. We'll have a little more time and maybe take some calls next week. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
You know how to wrap it up?
It's time to say bye, and I am Josh the Tech Guy.
Just change that I am to the contraction I'm, and then it's got a little more rhythm. Time to say bye. I'm Josh the Tech Guy. Try it that way.
It's time to say bye. I'm Josh the Tech Guy.
Oh, see, so much better.
Much better.
Even the audience, you can tell by the applause.
You're supposed to end it with. I'm Josh the Tech Guy.
Josh Bauman, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. Limey, can I do another departure here for Veterans Day? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. If you want to take it at the top at the hour, that would be great.
Okay,
what are you in the mood for?
What do you guys want to do now? You want the Statler's More Than Name on a Wall, or you want to do David Ball writing with Private Malone?
I'd rather do Private Malone.
Yeah, I like Private Malone, too.
All right, pull that up, Limestone, and I'll tell people what this is. This is hard to listen to, I'm sure, for a lot of people. The one thing I was thinking of, I thought a lot this morning about today, what I would have time to say, wouldn't have time to say. And one of the things I want to say is I've never experienced profound grief in my life. I've never had to go through that crippling grief, that crawl up in a ball in the corner, just heart and guts ripped out over the death of someone. I've never experienced that. Only as the third party, not right in front of me, close to me. So, to say that I can relate to certain things, or I like to think I could. This song called Writing with Private Malone is a great idea for a song because it's basically about a guy who follows up on an ad for a used car. And when he gets the car and looks in the glove box, it's about what he finds that is the reason and the theme of this song. Here is Writing with Private Malone, David Ball.
I was just out of the service thumbing through the classifieds when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. And I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. What a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private Andrew Malone, and if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. Though you may take her and make her your own, you'll always be riding with Private Malone. Well, it didn't take me long at all, I had her running good. I love to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond and I'd put the rag top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. The buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get feeling sometimes if I turn real quick I'd see soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. He told me to take her and make her my own. And I was proud to be riding with Private Malone. But one night it was raining hard, I took the curb too fast. I still don't crash. But someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Oh, thank God I was riding with Private Malone.
Now, the song I didn't discover till about 10 years ago. I wasn't familiar with that song. David Ball, Driving with Private Malone. What a great song. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. I think it's okay to say Happy Veterans Day. There's happiness involved. Sometimes a lot of sadness involved. We're not finished with it yet. We will have a playhouse. We will have a military joke. one of two or three, I think, great military jokes coming up in the Playhouse after the news. Don't go anywhere. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dean Muccio. Stocks are taking a dive on Wall Street today. The tech industry caused the Dow Jones to fall over 600 points. Apple's shares dropped after a company that makes technology for the iPhone's face recognition function cut its outlook for fiscal second quarter 2019. At least 31 people are dead from the wildfires charring California. The campfire in Butte County still posing challenges for firefighters.